Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
We are living in a digital age where it seems hard to do anything without the internet, smartphones, computers, social media. It all evolves so quickly and dramatically. More and more of us just simply don't know what life is like without it all. Well, author Tim Challies disputes this idea in his new book, The Next Story. Rather, he documents the challenges of the digital age. There are quite a few of those. Our esteemed book reviewer, Cara Martin, has pored through this latest offering and is here to join us and go through it all with us. Thanks, Cara, for joining us.
Greetings.
Welcome back. It seems we're so far into this digital age now that we can't imagine life without technology. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And I heard your conversation with Steve earlier.
Yes, so
they picked up on quite a lot of those, those points. But, yeah, He's a little melodramatic in some ways in the way he portrays it. He talks about a thermonuclear bomb that's gone off. And when a bomb like that goes off, it not only rips everything apart, but it also sort of fuses things together in new ways. And so I guess that sounds melodramatic, but if we think about it, there is digital technology in everything these days. And he points out, you know, there are microprocessors in every kitchen appliance, in everything around us, even toys that our kids have. So it's everywhere.
So melodramatic, but you're saying he does make some good points.
Yeah, what I really like about it is that he is saying that there is something big that has happened and something dramatic that we need to deal with, but he's not necessarily saying just run away from it, as some books I've read have.
He emphasises much what we've lost because of technology?
He does do that, but he doesn't just lament it. So he does talk about the impact, as many writers have, on relationships and face-to-face communication, for example. But rather than just saying, oh, isn't it terrible, he also sort of gives you points to reflect on at the end of each chapter. And he gives input from biblical wisdom, and he gets you to sort of wrestle with, okay, now, what am I going to do about this?
So it's an interesting approach. He writes it with a Christian voice. There are not many of those books dealing with this arena yet from that perspective.
Absolutely. I think there are two sorts of books that I've read from Christians. One is run away from it and never touch it. And the other is use it for the kingdom and just go wholehearted for it. But he's actually saying, let's really understand what we're dealing with now and think about it and question it before we go forward.
And he says we become servants of technology rather than it's serving us.
That's his big challenge. And that's such a good question to ask all the time. And I mean, a lot of the points that he makes actually came up just in your session with Steve. So that idea about being distracted all the time and trying to multitask, they're really good examples of how we've actually become servants of this technology. He also points out that increasingly we're living in a mediated reality. And what he means by that is, you know, when we talked about the media, we used to talk about, you know, TV, radio, newspapers, but we still interacted with real life most of the time. But now we not only are looking at things like the Olympics through TV, but we're getting Twitter feeds and all the other stuff that's coming as well. And it's really hard to know what is our judgment about what we're watching and what is stuff that we're just soaking up from what's around us. Yeah. So he actually challenges, he says information is a new idol because we're constantly in search of more and more information. And in some ways, we're trusting in information that we get over the internet without really questioning it and where it's come from. The other thing that I was really challenged by, he says that we're actually being changed biologically by what's happening. And I've actually read some other stuff about this too.
There are a few people saying that.
Yeah.
In our brains.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Our brains are changing. And we're actually overloading our brains. We're overstimulating our brains. But we're also just physically sometimes just getting exhausted because of this hyper-connection, hyper-social socialisation that's going on.
Yes, he comes up with that term, hyper-social, which means what?
I think it's a great term, and I think it's really true because I see this so clearly in my kids. He says that very rarely will teenagers be comfortable sitting in a room by themselves anymore. And that is so true. We just want to be connected all the time. When my kids go away on holidays with me, they have to have access to Facebook or a phone or some form of connection, you know.
Please, Mum.
Just don't want to be anywhere where you can't reach someone and connect with someone. And he says this – this constant socialisation is something that's never happened to humanity before.
So is he realistic on how we can avoid the harmful sides of technology?
He has some really good tips, and I think they're really simple ones, but they're really good ones. And his first one is be visible. And in that sense, what he's actually saying is it's so easy to be anonymous online, and you heard about some of those horrible Twitter comments that people make. He's saying make sure that you're actually visible, that you're aware, that people are aware of what you're doing. And the next one leads into it: be accountable. Let people know what you're doing online, friends and family. The third point is be real. It's very easy to fabricate a personality when you're online, and I see this all the time in Facebook. The fourth one is be mature. He says it's very easy to become very shallow in your thinking, so actually to aspire to grow and to be wise is a really good thing to remember amidst all this. The next one is be aware. Question your motives, because he says we're actually tempted all the time to be critical, to be exposed to stuff that we shouldn't. And so we actually need to be aware of that temptation within us. And he also says be separate. And this was partly what Steve was talking about. We actually need to cultivate times when we're separated from the technology.
Yeah.
And the last one is be careful of your trail. He says that it's so easy for information to be spread wide about us. We need to be aware of what we're actually revealing.
And you can never haul it back.
No.
But he also says that we can use technology for good.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so, I mean, the reverse of some of that stuff is in our communications, we can be really encouraging of people at a much wider scale than we've ever seen before.
Yes. Yep.
My daughter uses Facebook to post Bible verses and encourage people, and she has an amazing ministry in that way.
Yes.
He says we need to be aware of where information is coming from and challenge people, get them to think through and to actually really value face-to-face communication. Just as Steve was saying, we need to try and single task, be truly present with those with whom we're with. It's very tempting to have a phone between us, but we need to be really focused on people. He says, and this is a great line, be wary of facts and information. Of far more value is knowledge and wisdom. And that's what we need to hold up and value more.
Yeah.
And the last point is this whole visibility and privacy is just think once again about where your identity is. Our value is not how much response we get or how many people are following us. We need to be mindful of developing character. That's a much more important thing.
That needs to be said on the hour, every hour. Cara Martin, thanks so much. Great wisdom.
Thank you very
much. See you soon.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.